Sports Ooh. Betting Show. Come out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Toe Diggs.
And a baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded Vonda.
Good day, Toe.
Good day to you, Saya. Brucey Bagels is in the back.
What's going on?
Bruce.
How are you,
I do love a good cinnamon raisin.
I didn't hear the answer to that question earlier. Did the WTP play hit yesterday?
Yes, it did, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So we are warming up for the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're getting loose.
Was that a Bruce pick or was that a fucking Dirty Mike and
that
the Boys
That was Bruce
pick?
Original. I did not. I just did that live. Okay. So.
That's a B.O.
Yeah.
Mid, how was your night last night?
Not the best night in the WNBA.
Son of a bitch.
Not the hottest
huh?
person betting that.
Okay, now I thought, who is the hottest person betting that?
You know what? I am the only person that I've seen on any social media is betting this, so
good.
I don't know.
You know what? We appreciate you doing that for the show. Baseball last night, cards were postponed. Padres got over their team total. Fucking good call on that one. They are slamming the ball. What else? Giants got – no one's on the Giants. We didn't – no one took the Giants.
I took the Dodgers.
Yeah, you did. Giants are dead. Bucos just swept the Brewers.
The sweep?
Yeah.
They just walked.
That bomb Cruz hit was fucking
they just won that.
Massive.
Yeah, Bucos won it.
Wow. Let's fucking go. They covered the run line last night, too.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Bucos are swinging the bat. What was I going to say? I was looking at last night on stuff that happened last night as far as baseball was concerned, which was, what was last night? Tuesday?
I think I just had the one bet. What's the, there? I had two, but the one game got canceled.
Yeah, cards got canceled. We started, Baltimore won again. Houston beat Boston. White Sox, Lance Lynn. Mets dominated Miami. Fucking hey, Sandy's gonna win the
that
Cy
was
Young.
The one I had. Marlins yep. minus a half.
Sandy's gonna win the Cy Young.
That's awesome, dude. That's sweet.
It is. Oakland beat LA. Dodgers there. So today, we got baseball. We're gonna see WNBA. We'll see what else we have. Oh, obviously we have a game tonight. Which we'll do right now. Nothing has really moved since what, Tuesday?
The under dropped to 29.5 yesterday. Briefly and is now back to 30.5.
Okay.
But we're steady on the two.
Thoughts on Raiders, Jags.
Raiders, just give me Raiders money line.
Yep.
Yeah, I had it earlier in the week. Raiders money line at -116. It's -142 now.
Yeah, lay the juice. Don't care.
There's.
I got listen, plus 1.5. I'm sitting like.
Yeah. Are we smart for betting on this game?
No.
No.
What do you mean?
I mean, I see an opportunity here to make.
This is
real
your
money.
Fucking. This is your duty, dude.
No, it is. I didn't. Yes, that's what I was gonna say. We have to do this. It's our right. It's our privilege to do this.
Yeah.
Are we smart? Probably not, though, because the only thing you can really handicap. Unless you're a beat reporter for the Raiders and the Jags.
Even then, you might be worse off.
Even then, is the quarterbacks. And I think the Raiders, if they do go with Stidham and then Mullins and then Chase Garbers, I think they do have the quarterback advantage over Luton and Slaughter.
Doesn't seem like Luton's playing a lot either. It seems like Slaughter's going to be
Slaughter, a lot of USFL Slaughter.
We're just going full Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, so.
Slaughter may throw for 350, but other than that, we have no idea. Like, if there's a guy on the Jags, if the third team Jags O line is way better than the third team Raiders D line, and the Jags run for like 150 tonight, and that's a problem. Who knows? We have no idea besides the quarterback. So with the best of our knowledge, that in my opinion, Stidham knows the offense advantage. Mullins has been he's had some good moments in the league. He really has. And then McDaniels, guy grew up in Canton.
Raiders team, dude. I really am.
Guy grew up in Canton.
I really think they're going to do something this year.
It would be such a disappointment for the Raiders season to start off with a loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Hall of Fame game in preseason week
one. Is that what your dad said?
No, this is just me talking out loud.
Hell yeah.
It would be such a tragedy, and that's why I'm betting the Raiders -2.5 full fucking game. Pretty good sized unit on this. Let's fucking go.
Okay.
I'm pumped.
No, we can't have a fucking tragedy, dude.
Are we team riding?
We're team riding pretty hard.
I have
a tragedy week one, dude.
I have slowly.
Actually week zero preseason. They still have fucking, I guess, 3 more preseason games.
I'm a little worried about Slaughter and the Raiders special teams unit.
I'm worried about like in actual season. I'm terrified the Raiders secondary is going to kill them.
They could. I mean, they absolutely could. What are you talking about? They got Rocky Sin, dude.
Yeah, he's
sweet.
Baller.
Jonathan Abram's not going to cost them any games, I'm sure.
No. He might be playing without pads tonight. Just out there
trying to play people. With a fucking club on.
Yeah, just to give him a guardian cap and like and a tank top. And he'll
was he the guy who ran into the fucking camera on the side of the field?
Yeah.
That was him.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I just remember him being an absolute spear in the year that they had Hard Knocks.
As far as
fucking
people hate him. As far as total's concerned, 30.5. It's at a number that I can't touch.
Yeah, I'm betting the over. Over 30.5. I love it. Let's go. It's football. We're watching people run into the end zone.
I will not. You know, I can't take over. It's not in my blood. But I'm not taking the under either.
Yeah, I can't root for that.
30, that's what's a little over 7 points a quarter.
I mean, there could be no points in the second half.
Could.
Like, that's a thing that could happen.
Maybe 3.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Three if we're lucky. Give us a little snack.
So, do we think who was the first round? Trayvon Walker? Was that who went number one to Jacksonville? Is he going to play tonight? Because that's at least interesting. Normally, it's like interesting to see some rookies here, but these teams don't really.
Yeah, I'd imagine he's probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. So.
Yeah, big either. Investment.
For huge investment.
Hall of Fame game.
Stidham sling the pill around.
Yeah. As the more time that Stidham's in, I think the better for us.
That is key.
And don't sleep on big dick Nick Mullins either.
Oh, no.
Is Nick Mullins technically the two?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then let's go. Jared Studham's going to be fucking slinging the pill all second half. Fucking 4 touchdowns. Let's go.
Hold on.
I'm so pumped for football. Let's go.
What happened by there?
Huh? What happened?
He asked if Nick Mullins was 2.
Yeah.
Then he said Stidham was going to sling the ball around second half.
Is that what you said, Mitt?
Yeah, because he's he's 3, right?
No, I meant tonight. Tonight, Mullins is the 2. Stidham's the 1.
Oh, shit.
I think.
You thought Derek Carr was getting quartered tonight?
No, I was talking in general. Who's the 2 on the depth chart?
You think they're trotting Derek Carr out there?
No.
Oh, let's go.
Miscommunication there. I think Stidham's the 2 on the depth chart.
Cardinals just walked it off.
Was that the same starters as last night?
Yeah. Well, no, not for.
Oh, Stroman stepped in.
Yeah, not for the Cubs, but.
It's Miklos. So, well, I will count that. I'm still counting that as a win.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Still in my bet slip. I have it still.
So it didn't void your
waiver? No, it definitely did, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to throw that juju out there.
Okay. So we did the AFC North. We did the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Steelers. I don't know if there's any reason to do the Browns yet because we have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Like, not a single clue. Like,
so if they take it to court, if say they give him a year and then Deshaun takes it to court, does he play this year?
No, I think it's I think there's no way that's less than 6 games this year, I'm pretty sure. But
because it would be kind of awesome if he played this year for his $1 million and then was suspended $40 million
last year. Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that.
Well, what I read was since he is not And also, we kind of talked about this. Since he is not appealing the six-game suspension, then he can't appeal whatever the new suspension would be. Like, he wouldn't be able to sue the NFL like the way that Brady did for, like, that's the only precedent of playing through a suspension is suing the NFL through the suspension, basically.
What Mitt's saying, like, and I read it too, is...
Oh, so he can't appeal?
He's not appealing the six-game suspension. So the six games...
So he can't appeal the more?
The six games going to be there no matter what. He can appeal the indefinite one, if that's what they do.
Which he will.
Yeah, maybe. Or he'll just... He doesn't want it to go into next year. He doesn't want to lose $40 million.
So if he appeals the... If they give him an indefinite suspension for like a full year, and then he starts appealing it, would they they have basically 6 weeks to figure that out before... Like, they have basically until he would be able to get through the appeal, right?
Sure. No one on the show right now is smart enough to understand any of it, what's going on, so I'm not even going to begin to even try to understand. And that's why I get, like... I have the Browns information. Right now, they're 2,400 Super Bowl, 1,400 AFC. They dropped to 300 in the division.
From 230.
Their over-under is 8.5. They don't have any playoff odds right now. They took those off the board. That's really it. I mean, they added Deshaun and Jacoby. Who knows what's going to go on there. They added Amari Cooper, which pretty good add for – they only was a fifth or a sixth rounder.
Yeah.
They lost Baker, Keenum, Jarvis Landry, Higgins, Austin Hooper, J.C. Treader, Tack McKinley, Malik Jackson, Mac Wilson. It's a decent amount of losses, but I think they filled those as well. So, yeah. But, I mean, there's nothing we can really do right now.
How are the first six games for Jacoby? How do you think?
They're not bad.
They're winnable. They're very winnable.
First six games, I'll pull it up now. NFL, Cleveland Browns, schedule. They have week one, Panthers, at Carolina. With Jacoby, I'd say toss-up.
Yeah. I'd even give it to him.
Actually, I believe.
No, that's not a gimme, dude.
Well, no, it's not a gimme. Here's why.
Panthers start the season hot.
They were 4-1 last year. Browns are 1-point favorites on the road.
Yeah.
If that wants to get a toss-up.
I'll definitely be taking Panthers in that game.
I know it isn't like a shoe-in.
No, but the Panthers went healthy. Not
they
a bad
started
football
very team. Well last year. McCaffrey can stay healthy.
Tell you what, that game's got underwritten all over it.
Tony, do you want the schedule?
Week two, no, you're okay. Week two, they're 4.5-point favorites against the Jets at home. You give them that one.
Surely.
I kind of want to take first loss Cleveland Browns to the New York Jets. I was looking at that.
You think Flacco will get him?
You think Flacco's going to get him?
Oh, I mean, you got two fucking all-star quarterbacks
Jets
for the
suck,
Jets, dude.
Flacco might get him.
Flacco could get him in that spot.
Fuck yeah.
Why is he doing that?
What are you talking about? Flacco's a starter now.
I mean,
is Bob Sala?
Bob Sala knows what he's doing. He's fucking empowering.
I don't think
he
has any idea what he's doing.
No, he's empowering that QB room. They know what they're doing. Like they're bred off.
He crumbled like a fucking tree last year. Like, had no control over that team at all, dude.
So Carolina, New York, they could be 2-0. They could be 1-1. We'll give 1-1. Pittsburgh, Atlanta.
Is it at Pittsburgh?
No, it's home. They could get both of those too. And then LA and New England. Probably not going to win those.
Nah. Unless fucking Wofford's the fucking QB.
They could be 3-3.
Yeah. And they're
Stafford's. That doesn't sound good.
They're
Stafford?
Yeah.
No, I know.
They're playing.
Shit like that will fucking linger all season. Dude.
They're playing. They are playing the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Tony bad. Didn't really.
I said LA. But, so no, we're not. I mean, we'll wait to do the Browns, okay? Because we don't know.
Yeah. If you're putting down Browns Super Bowl tickets, you're a crazy person.
Good news for Steelers the other day. Deontay Johnson signed an extension, which is huge for that offense. Okay.
Starting to feel good about the Niners.
Are you?
I think so.
I need to see. I was talking to Connor about today. I need to see Trey Lance play a few games.
So I watched his games last year.
Yeah, and they were.
He went off in the second half against the Texans. They were down at the half. He looked good.
Yeah.
He's just fucking Shanahan, dude. Like, he'll figure it out.
Gump, since the Dolphins have disgraced the NFL a couple times this week, and this you're a giant Shield guy. I mean, you uphold the Shield to its utmost integrity. When are you going to jump ship from the Dolphins and jump onto the 49ers ship here?
I mean, I'm not going to fault Stephen Ross for trying to win football games.
Nope, you can't.
All right, fair.
I can't. Like, he tried to get Tom Brady on the team. Fucking sure, pal. I hate Stephen Ross. He's a buffoon, but I can't get mad at him for trying to win. You can't.
I think that's pretty fair.
And we all know how this is going to end. Tom Brady's last season will be next year on the Miami Dolphins.
Probably.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking cut it right now. Like, I guarantee it. Brady plays next year for the Dolphins.
I still get mad at everything.
She's probably had enough of the shit. The guy hasn't done anything. Everybody hates him. For what? Like, what did he do to be hated? Got hurt? Like, why hate him? I just don't get it. Like, if I didn't like the Dolphins, I would not hate Tua.
I don't think anybody hates Tua.
Florio's got Tua-non, dude. Like, come on. What has he done to be hated? Name one thing.
I just said I don't think anybody hates him, and I don't know if that guy counts. I think he's easy to pick on. I'll say that.
Why, though?
You know, the fingy hurt, so he couldn't play. And then he did play.
And dude, have you watched any of his press conferences?
No, I don't watch any of Tua's press conferences.
He talks like a total.
I don't watch. He's being sarcastic, either, dude.
No, I know he's being sarcastic, but he talks like a total fucking mark. There's no way you like the way that he talks.
We're nearing the Tony Reale.
We're getting contentious. We gotta go to baseball. We gotta go to baseball.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
Not me.
Just fucking bury Tua Day.
That no one.
Once again,
him.
I ask, what the fuck did he do?
His fingy hurt, and he's easy to pick.
He's
on.
Just what? I honestly don't know. I'm asking a fucking question, and no one will answer because he hurt his finger, and the Dolphins wouldn't let him play, and then he came in and played well. That's his fault.
Also, the Fitzpatrick closer stuff was weird.
Yeah, that was Flores, dude.
I'm just saying, you're asked for things. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this is the first time he's ever had a fucking chance. They buried him. I guess if his own team buries him, everybody else should. I get it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go baseball.
Take a breath, lad.
Welcome, man.
I didn't deserve this shit today. You fuckers.
Welcome to NFL season. All right. Oakland's at
this hot box apartment sweating.
All right. Oakland's in Los Angeles. Paul Blackburn goes against Jansen Jonk. Blackburn's got a 3.75, a 1.74 away. This is Jansen Jonk's second start. He gave him no earned runs in his first start. Oakland's better at hitting than the Angels. I didn't take anything here.
Give me Blackburn plus a half.
Oh, you got him at plus a half last night, didn't you?
What, did you switch?
Huh?
Did you switch?
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Right now, yeah. You can get him live plus a half.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. I like Blackburn. He had one really bad start that kind of inflated his numbers, but he was good last time out.
Oh, that game has started. Shit. It's on me.
2-2 count.
Game that I am on.
Bagel Bruce.
3-2.
Game that I am on. And the odds actually aren't that bad yet. They just changed. That's a shame. Freeland goes against Musgrove. I was late in the half all day. Colorado's been bad. Padres have been good. Not a lot there. Padres 5-0 in their last five. Colorado 0-5. Musgrove's the ace there. I was taking Padres full game, lay and a half. Sorry, 1.5.
Yeah, I'm out. Two, there's nothing you can do. I'm not laying 1.5 versus 5.
Can't do it. But you hate the full game so much, you couldn't do the run line.
No, I should have done fucking -1.5 Mets last. Holy fuck, dude. I watched a bit of the Mets-Nationals game last night.
Yeah.
do yourself a favor. Don't watch a Nationals game for the rest of the season. That is a bad ball
club. I told you that. I've been saying that.
They were throwing the ball around like it was fucking Little League, dude. I've
been saying Nats are not a good, they are not a good fucking ball club. Speaking of, Paolo Espino goes against Syndergaard tonight. Espino's actually not been bad. I think he's got a high threes, low fours ERA, which is whatever. And Thor on his new team, I'm not ready to take him right away, so I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm not laying a half. Philly's also released D.D. Gregorius.
I saw that.
Really?
Is he not playing well?
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Wow.
Was he not playing well?
You want coming to bring him back?
Tell I have no the idea. World, D.D.'s coming home.
I just saw it.
We have his numbers?
Yeah, let me pull him up.
He's fucking probably struggle bus. You'd have to
I would assume so if they let him go. Because even if they let him go, they got to fucking pay his salary, right?
Yeah, I'll guarantee.
This year, he's hitting 210. Last year, he hit 209.
Oh, what happened, lad?
He hit 284 his first year with him.
Yeah, he was good right away.
Missed that short porch in New York.
Kind of just fell off a little bit.
Damn.
Yeah. Can he play second?
Short.
For them?
No, could he play second?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think Story's going to be done for the year. I'd take Didi at second.
There you go.
Imagine all of a sudden a week later you trot out an infield of fucking Hosmer, Didi, Xander, and Devers. Thank you very much.
Hey, do it. Make the signing. Make the signing. Kyle Wright goes against Carlos Carrasco. Atlanta at New York Mets. Carrasco's got a 3.94, but he's got 19 scoreless going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's on a run. And he's better at home. Kyle Wright also, he has a 3.91. He's given up two in each of his last three starts. Mets are hitting better. I took the Mets in this one. I got them at, where did I get the Mets? First five, money line, minus 115.
I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Braves plus a half.
Okay. I can't fault you. Kyle Wright's good. Kraska's yeah. been fucking dealing, though, so we'll see.
I mean, if he continues. No, you should not be going against the Mets right now, but we'll see.
Yeah, the boys are hot. Verlander goes against Plesak. Plesak has been struggling a little bit. Let me pull it up to see what his actual stats are. I didn't write him down. Gave up 5-3-4-2. So he hasn't been great. Obviously, Verlander's been good. Cleveland's been raking, though, so I don't want to bet against them, so I'm staying away.
I'm taking the Astros first 5 miles half.
Okay.
Verlander's a fucking weapon. Yeah. And there was some stat that when Verlander starts and he's not like a heavy favorite, the under in games hit all the time.
I saw Cleveland was on an under run actually as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. Plesac just doesn't have it this year.
No. Jeffrey Springs of the Rays goes to Detroit against Drew Hutchinson. Hutchinson's got a 5 ERA. Both have stunk. I'm not laying it with the Rays here.
Yeah, I'm not laying a half with the Rays. No way.
Okay, here was an interesting one. Pretty even matchup. Manoa goes against Sonny Gray. Toronto's at Minnesota. Manoa's got a 3-1-0. Gray's got a 3-4-6. Toronto's hitting a little bit better. I decided to take a chance, and I don't love it, but I'm taking Toronto first five money line.
Yeah, I'm with you. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I'm on Toronto full as well.
Okay.
Soft loss. Oh,
you trusting that 10, lad?
Yeah, why not? I think we got a nice little 8-3 cooking up.
I just trust Manoa a little bit more than Sonny Gray.
Every time Manoa's on the road, I feel like he gets smacked a bit. I think that was just in Oakland, though.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to handicap this one because of the first game. They didn't know who the starter was. Sean Newcomb goes against Jose Quintana, Chicago at St. Louis. The ace is now a Cardinal, and the ace is minus 180 against Sean Newcomb. Let me get some Sean Newcomb stats here.
I believe he has about a 16 ERA.
Sean Newcomb has a 16 ERA.
I believe through five innings of work in the big leagues this year.
It's not bad.
I'm on the ace.
You're on the ace?
Me too.
Sean Newcomb, I'm looking at 11.57 ERA.
All right, so maybe he's throwing
in nine innings of work. No starts. This will be his first start.
All right.
Oh, against the fucking Ace. I mean, I do miss him putting on the fucking P, but he'll look good in red, so let's go.
Do Cardinals. Miss him putting on the fucking P, don't you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe a little jitters, but he should be fine.
Yeah, and I'll lay the first five half here with the fucking Cardinals.
He's pissed on every fucking team in the league at this point, if you are right.
Yeah. Speaking of, Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto. This one,
Cueto is actually my king.
This one blew my mind, kind of. Okay, Cueto's got a 1.70 on the road, which is really good. Cole Ragans, it's his first start in the big leagues, so you would think advantage Cueto and Sox there. Maybe Sox are 4-1 in their last five. Texas is 1-4, and you could still get the White Sox -130 ish.
Yeah.
So
Cueto's going to be like Bartolo Colon.
He is. I'm on the Sox. So.
Oh, absolutely. South side for sure.
Me too.
Yeah, I just threw a rather large unit on a good old South side money line.
A baby bit. Not a baby. Yeah. Last game of night, Pivetta goes against Bubic. No thank you. Where are you going here?
Sox, first five money line. Decent number. Come on.
Don't hate it. I almost did it, too.
Take it.
No.
Royals without Merrifield are not the same ball club, my friend. He is a leader on that squad.
I mean, Royals were never good, so.
But
I'm not gonna,
they're worse. They got a lot worse.
Not going to argue with you that one.
You guys got nothing in the Syndergaard's first start?
No, I'm sticking.
Were you laying a half?
Taking Thor?
No, but I was thinking. I think Thor's a good parlay piece tonight.
Okay.
Just checking.
There's some pitchers that you can fade tonight, maybe in a parlay. Like you could fade Cole Ragans.
Newcomb.
You could fade Sean Newcomb.
Duke Newcomb.
Oh yeah. You can. That's probably it.
Yeah, if we're talking parlays, I might as well give mine. We're gonna live bet the San Diego Padres -1.5 here.
Take a money line in a parlay, Mitt.
No. -1.5, dude. It's better odds. We got the New York Mets money line here, the Toronto Blue Jays money line, and then the St. Louis Cardinals to round it out +720.
Okay.
Now do it with money line instead of -1.5. What's your number?
Giants are up 2-1 on the Dodgers. Angels are up 1-0 on the A's, and 0-0 Rockies Padres.
Angels are up on the A's?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hot start.
Oh, no. Blackburn got to him early. Any boost for tonight?
Oh, Arsenal money line tomorrow.
Yep, already on it.
There's a flash boost.
There's a flash boost. Fran Lindor, Austin Riley, and Starlin Marte to each record a hit. It's +300. I'm not taking
it. Yeah, those just sketch me out.
Can't do it. Gumpy's favorite bet, though.
Oh yeah, we got fucking a guy to have 20 fucking foul balls. You can bet the NHL.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
On net.
You're an asshole.
Oh wow, huge Hajduk equalizer going. You got any EPL futures?
Futures?
He's not a big EPL
fucking
futures.
Liverpool to fucking win the league, lad.
Yeah, I like Arsenal to be relegated 100-1.
You messaged me that, Bruce?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you realize Arsenal actually got a lot better this offseason, right?
Yeah, we'll see. That's what I'm hearing.
The proven players from Man City. Like, it's not like they're coming from nowhere.
Gotcha.
I'm going to check the PGA leaderboard real quick to see how we're doing on three balls.
Sung J M is going low. He's got it. He's the favorite right now. Think 4-1.
Was just chalk every time with golf now? Come on.
Might be.
Basically.
Let the puppies in.
It's the time of year.
Puppies play, dude.
Okay. Keith Mitchell cashed so far with a three ball.
Nice.
Aaron Wise cashed with a three ball. Let's see what Harold Varner was my last one.
Come on, Harry.
Let's see where Harold Varner was at.
Come on, Harry.
Something tells me it's not going to be good.
Come on,
Harold. Oh, he's even through 14. He's against fucking. Let's see where Cookie's at. Cook -2 through 14. I don't think that one's going to be tough to win.
How many holes did Varner have?
They're both through 14. They're playing together.
Okay. All right. No, you guys.
He's two shots back.
Yeah, a chance.
There we go.
Couple swings. Two shots back with what? Three to play? Four to play?
Couple swings. Couple swings.
Yeah, we'll see. We might go two for three on those ones.
Just want to run through our MLB.
Yes. Did I not do that? That's on me.
No, I got A's plus a half, Braves plus a half, Jays money line, White Sox money line, Red Sox money line, all first five.
Did I go through mine or no?
No.
Padres full game run line, Mets first five money line, Toronto first five money line, White Sox first five money line, and I added the ace and the let's go full game run line on that one.
Oh yeah, I didn't say that either. Ace money line.
Yep.
Of course.
I'm just Blue Jays money line, Cardinals money line, White Sox money line, all full game.
Okay. Tomorrow we are back with Picks Friday, which means Gumpy will run through all of his footy picks for.
You want to know how many I got?
How many?
Yeah, 25? I can't even imagine. It's counting.
Counting.
Look over there. He's fucking doing one, some counting.
Two, three,
probably 25.
18 piece.
18 wow. piece for Picks Friday tomorrow.
Liga is fucking.
Wow.
Liga is where it's at, dude. There's some nice Liga.
I bet you he's already got the graphic made, probably. Do you?
No.
Okay.
Picks Friday, dude. Just give them out on Picks Friday.
No, no, you're right. No, you're out. You are 100% right.
Tweeting picks out on Twitter always goes well, though.
No, it does, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't really. It is what it is.
If I know you, you're definitely going to be on fucking Nice for sure.
Yeah.
And fucking maybe Lens.
Ah, too rich. Monaco is a decent price. Draw no bet.
Maybe Marseille.
Marseille's too rich.
Fucking Lyon.
Leverkusen, Dortmund right off the hop on Sunday or Saturday in Bundesliga.
All right, we'll get to all of those. We'll recap what we saw last night in the NFL. By last night, I mean tonight in the NFL. We'll see if there's any more news on the Browns. We could do them. Maybe we'll wrap up the AFC North. We'll do a full slate of MLB. Probably.
What do we got next week?
Probably some dominant AFC North, NFC North. Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings.
It's a good division.
Good division.
Good division.
Good division.
Good division. Good division. Good division. All right. Love everybody. Good luck tonight. First NFL game of the year. It's going to be a good season, okay?
Hell yeah.
Even if it doesn't go our way tonight, it's going to be a good season, all right?
Go Raiders. Okay.
Everyone stay fucking positive, all right?
Go Raiders.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Yeah.